we're going to continue with our media availabilities here at Phoenix Raceway in advance of Sunday's Fan Shield 500. We are now joined by Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 Menards Target Ford for Team Penske. Ryan, you are starting off the day with some pretty good news here, as Team Penske announced a multi-year extension to keep you in that 12 car. Why don't you just start off by talking a little bit about that?
Yeah, really excited to get that out there. And, you know, that's been something we've been working on for, for a little while through the off season. And so it's nice to finally announce it and all that stuff. So really excited to be continuing with the Penske group for years to come. They've been a great group to me, Mr. Penske's. I don't know if I could ever thank him enough. So it's nice to continue with that whole team and met some great people along the way. And I look forward to working with them for, like I said, many years to come.
Awesome. All right, we'll get started. We'll start with Steve and then go to Wolfgang.
Hey, Ryan. Steve Post, Motor Racing Network. Obviously off to a good start from the points perspective, finish perspective. At what point during the season can you maybe not proclaim, because you're never where you want to be, but at what point in the season can you establish that, okay, we got a pretty good foundation, we got a pretty good base, we're a pretty good spot where we're at here?
I mean, I like to say that right now, right? I mean, we've fired off really good, but it's a matter of keeping it. You know, you got to keep your cars up to date, keep them fast. Be interested to see where we stack up between everybody here with this low downforce package. That'll be a big testament to see what it is, because, you know, we get to the playoffs, there's a lot of short tracks. So we'll find out. This will be a big test this weekend, but it's just, honestly, it's been nice to start off the year good. You know, I don't get the finishes that we wanted, but to have been running up in the top three pretty much every single race this year, and working with a new team too, that's just great. And, you know, you're going to build off of that as, you know, Todd and I get used to each other and things like that. And, you know, there's a couple of things I wish I could have taken back last week that, you know, hurt us towards the end of that race. That's just learning. You know, I feel like we're doing our job right, and, you know, the finishes, they'll come. So we're just working together, and, you know, but the big thing is staying on top of it all year. And that's going to be the big thing. Teams will come around, you know, teams that might be struggling right now, they're going to figure it out, they're going to be good, and we're going to have to keep getting better ourselves. So it's just you can never be truly satisfied with where you're running right now, just because, you know, teams are going to continue to get better. You just got to stay with the group.
Go to Wolfgang and then Bob.
Wolfgang Monser from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. A personal question, as Roger is also owner of an IndyCar team, is there interest from your realistic possibility you try your open wheel car one day?
Yeah, there's really only a couple motor vehicles I would not want to drive. Like MotoGP stuff, is those guys are nuts. You don't drive those, you ride them, right? But and like Supercross, I'd rather be on four wheels. But any kind of car, I think you talk to a lot of race car drivers, they just are fascinated by any type of vehicle, right? And you respect other people and what they do and the challenges that come with it, because there's similarities, but there's also a lot of differences. And it's really cool that Jimmy's going to be testing an Indy car. He's been talking to me a little bit about that, and I know he's put it out there. That's awesome, you know. And there is interest. I'd love to do a driver team swap day. The IndyCar guys come and run our cars for a little bit, and we can drive IndyCars. That'd be cool. I definitely wouldn't put it out of the question. It's something I'd love to do, and got to figure this stock car thing out first, and then maybe have a little more leverage to be able to do something like that. Just mess around in it.
We're gonna go to Bob and then Lee.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. I have two. First, kind of formality. Can you say how long it's for?
Multi-year.
Okay. And why sign now instead of maybe wait and see, like test the waters a little bit, see who else might be interested? Are you a guy who just either doesn't like change or doesn't want to be pestered with questions throughout the year, or what?
Yes. We started working on this thing in the off season, and even though we had pretty much a full year left on our deal before my current one was up, I was really happy with where I was at. You know, I love the people that I'm around. I love working with, you know, all the teams. Like I said, I feel like I owe so much to Roger for what he's done for me. I just didn't really see myself right now anywhere else, you know. There's a couple doors open, a couple seats open with other teams, but, you know, I didn't talk to any of other teams. if I was approached by another team, I don't even know if I'd want to talk to him, just because I was so happy where I was at and was so loyal to Roger. So, you know, my mindset was if they'll have me back, you know, I'd love to be back. And it was great that both of our minds were set on that.
Go to Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. How good was it to see Ryan Newman in the flesh, and how great is it to have him back here at the racetrack today?
Yeah, we did a Ford team building event at the Arizona State football stadium there last night, and Ryan showed up. We had no idea he was showing up. We were having dinner, and he walked in. That was great. That was the first time I've seen Ryan personally. I think a lot of us have seen Ryan over there, so that was really cool to see. We sat and talked for the whole Ford group for an hour and a half when he got there, and we talked about a lot of stuff, and it was just nice to see him. And he's full Ryan Newman caliber, and it's great to see, you know. And it was cool to hear some of the process that he went through, and you know, some doctors that worked on him, and they were very extensive with him. And you know, I think he's been passing with flying colors and everything, which is unheard of, and which is great to hear. So it was nice to see him and be able to sit down and talk to him a little bit, or a lot actually, about kind of, you know, multiple things, from, you know, the process of what happened to where we can go out in the future to keep improving the safety aspects of these things. So there was a lot of insight going on, a lot of conversation around that table of some things we should talk about and things like that.
And given your incredible start to the season, at least how you've been running on the racetrack, not necessarily all the finishes, but how excited are you to get to Atlanta, another high speed track, knowing what you saw at Vegas and California?
Yeah, I mean, you're excited, right? I mean, a mile and a half stuff's been pretty good. Obviously, the 88's been really strong. He was strong at Vegas. He was strong at Fontana too, so they definitely got it figured out right now. I think we're right there with them. So, but like I said, my focus is this weekend, trying to figure out this low downforce stuff, see where we stack up. You know, that stuff we'll figure out Monday, but for next week. But it's been, like I said, it's just been nice to start off the season well. And but this weekend's very important. Not only is championship race, but it's your first time in the low downforce stuff, and seeing, you know, how we can kind of go back to what we used to be 2 years ago. And figure it out, you know, where everyone is.
Mm-hmm. Going to stay up front here with Pat.
Pat DeCola, NASCAR.com. There was so much talk about the 2021 free agent class and the caliber of rides available, but also the driver star power. You're obviously kind of like the first domino to fall here. You stayed where you were. Do you sort of anticipate things kind of staying status quo almost, or do you think things will get kind of crazy?
I don't really pay attention to it, to be honest with you. I worry about my deal. I honestly look for tweets from y'all to figure that stuff out. You guys usually know about it way before I do. But, hey, yeah, I mean, like you said, there's a lot of great seats open, a lot of things up in the air on, you know, whether it's, you know, drivers are retiring or their deal's up. It's, you know, there's always that silly season kind of shake up and rumors and stuff like that. But, you know, nice to have our deal. So I'm out of that conversation. It's going to be nice not to answer questions about it and save them for those guys. So, if something comes out, I'll be like, oh, well, that's neat, but I'm not going to pry. You know, that's their personal business. So,
do we have anything additional for Ryan? Go to Bob and then Reed.
Did either the dynamic of Brad also being a free agent and or the 48 being out there, you feel, create any urgency for you to get your deal done?
There wasn't really any urgency at all. We took our time on it, made sure everyone was happy, you know, from my side to the Penske side, made sure everything was fair, you know, and that's kind of just where I was at. Yeah, that's none of my business, the Brad, you know, Brad's situation. I've loved having him as a teammate. He's done a lot for me too. I mean, he's the one who got me started in his trucks, and which led to the Penske Xfinity cars and Cup cars. So it's been great to have him as a teammate, you know, throughout the years, and as a boss when I started. But as far as that, you know, other stuff goes, there was no urgency for me personally. But as far as, you know, Brad's situation, I don't know anything about it. It's just, it's his deal, not mine.
Go to Reed, right behind you, Reed.
Reed Spitz with NASCAR Wire. What do you do in a manufacturer's team building event in a football stadium? And yeah. how does the dynamic work when then you have to come back here and try to beat them on the racetrack?
Ford does a good job of trying to keep, you know, everybody pretty close. You know, we're all competitors, but at the same time, we drive for Ford, and it's very important to try to get them in victory lane. We've done multiple things. This year was, and we were at the ASU football stadium, which a bunch of drivers playing football. It sounds hilarious. But we did a competition, a throw competition, punt, and field goal kick competition. I won the field goal competition. I hit a 35-yarder. I was pretty proud of that. My leg's sore today, but I did it. LaJoy is a pretty good athlete. He won a throwing competition. And surprisingly enough, Cole Custer won the punt competition. I don't know why I said that surprising. He seems like a good athlete. But that's what we do. I don't know, just kind of hang out with not only the drivers, but, you know, the Ford performance guys and things like that. Just kind of get everyone closer. And then we have dinner and things like that. So, you know, it's just something they do to kind of bring everyone together, which I think is good, you know. So.
All right, anything? I'll go right there in the middle.
Cole Cusimano, Popular Speed. So in addition to the new short track package, how do you think that the PJ1, specifically in turns 3 and 4, is going to affect the handling of the race cars?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. You know, they moved it down a lot, especially in 3 and 4, like you said, to where it's almost, it's right in the second lane. I mean, if you miss the bottom by a few feet, I think your right's going to be in it. I haven't personally seen it. I just saw photos of it when they sent it out to us this week. But I think you're going to run into it a lot, especially with the low downforce package. I know it's not going to be, you know, as hot Sunday as it is today. But I do think you're going to run in it. I think we're going to be going slow enough through the corners to where it's going to be an option. Hopefully it's, you know, they were just trying a lot of things, you know, for trying to make the racing a little bit better here. And I think the low downforce package is a step up. But you got to go more, you know, especially because it's a championship race. This is a big testament of how they're going to prepare the track also, not only how the cars are. So I think it's good. They've played with it. If it doesn't work, they'll change something up. But at least they're trying something, and which I think is good. They're listening to some people, and I think it's a good option to try. Why not? So
go back to Steve.
Steve Post again with MRN. Ryan, you've talked about the uncertainty of this package, the uncertainty of PJ1. We've got a new tire here. Philosophically, or where do you start then when it comes to this practice session? Is it somewhere in the middle of all of this? 2018 comes to mind. Where do you even start to tackle this? And do you start in one place and do teammates start elsewhere? Just how's the dynamic of that?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're definitely closer to your 2018 setup, right? This is the closest our cars have been since that year. You're starting close to there. And, you know, as far as the 2, 22 and 21, we're not vastly different. You know, we all have our different setups and things like that, but it's nice to have a bunch of teammates to where maybe you go in this direction, it doesn't work, and if you're struggling, or, you know, that's just, you know, a good thing about having teammates. But don't fire it off into one as hard as you did last year, I'll tell you that. You don't want to be driving a coupe around there in lap one. So you'll be lifting a lot earlier than what you know your recent memory is telling you to. But I think it's good. But yeah, you just kind of start closer to what you did a couple years ago, just because that's the most recent one we got with the low downforce package, and then you work on from there. Figure out what the PJ1 is going to do. I'm sure we'll get running in it, maybe a little bit in practice. It's hot enough to where that stuff seems activated. The bad thing about that stuff in here is there's so much dust out here. It kind of just kind of cakes over that stuff and sits in it. So it might take a little bit for it to dry off, or not dry off, but kind of get clean. But I think we'll get in it maybe a little bit today, but the Xfinity guys will definitely run in it tomorrow for sure. Maybe even the ARCA folks today in their race. So I'm not sure. We'll see.
Anything final?
All right.
Ryan, congrats on the extension and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.